It's 7 a.m., Tuesday, May 10th, and I am sitting in a hotel room somewhere near Wycliffe, New Jersey, where, of course, BMW North America is headquartered, and I am going to drive the 1M today. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to have some opinions on it of my own within probably an hour and a half or so. First, we're going over to BMW headquarters, having a late breakfast, I hope, because after driving to the track, of course, we have track time with the 1M, and it's going to be, of course, fascinating for me as somebody who's ordered a 1M, as somebody who writes about BMWs and thinks about cars all the time. This is a car that I think there's a lot of hype, and it could go all wrong for BMW. Doesn't seem that way based on early reviews, but it still could. And I'm very, very interested. But you know, I think it's going to be a great day. Weather's perfect. Not a cloud in the sky. Going to the Monticello racetrack. Racing club. Not sure what track configuration we're going to be on, but it's going to be full of 1Ms. So the things I'm going to be thinking about as I get behind the wheel for the first time, obviously throttle response, what the engine really feels like. We know it's a Z435 IS engine, but what does it feel like with the new tune, with the new parts, with the lighter flywheel, everything? Obviously, that's a huge part of it. Transmission hasn't really changed that much. So, you know, does it feel in sync with the car and the experience? And of course, that all leads into the steering. We know that the 1M has got some lofty goals to be, as good as that E30 M3. Well, I guess we'll find out if it lives up to the hype with the steering and the whole package. So, we'll have that, and of course, I'll be poking around and trying to ask all sorts of questions throughout the day. So, should be fun. Okay, so we are at the Monticello Motoring Club, and we're on the South Loop. And I've got a black 1M. So we're going to take a couple laps here, wring its neck a little bit, and let you know what it's all about. So we've got MDM on, Sport on. And here we go, second gear into third. We got a sweeper. One thing that the 1M does really well is brake. This car's seen about 20 laps already. So the brakes are a little squishy, but they're certainly not bad. And with the M3 brakes stopping 500 pounds less than they used to, I can tell you, it's probably the best braking M car that I can remember. So MDM is chirping away right now. It helps this car tremendously because, as I'm finding out in this corner, in fact, while it will rotate, it will also push. So you can rotate either by giving a stab at the throttle or by letting off, letting the weight transfer. All right, so we're going to give this another shot here. All right, so apparently we're on our cool down lap now. We're going to see if we can make this a little bit less of a cool down, more of a, we'll call it a transitional lap. It won't accelerate quite yet. Into third. Okay, so we've got our sweeper, and once again, the grip is unbelievable. The feel is great, the grip, the balance. As I was mentioning, it does rotate, not as much as you'd expect or hope, but the car is so nimble and so light comparatively that it's really easy to put it anywhere on the track. All right, so that is the 1M at Monticello racetrack, the soft loop. We're going to have a lot more on the 1M, but as you can tell, it's a screamer. It's been great on the track. It's been great on the back roads of New York, of upstate New York. It's just so far it has proven, I would say, all of the positive reviews correct in my mind. There are some niggles here and there. There's some things that, well, you know, it's not an M3, and I think for the people who are buying it, and for a lot of folks out there, that's a good thing. This is a car that M made 25 years ago, and they're making it again. Some would say cut some corners to get there, but the end result is a fantastic car that is just pure fun. And it is just pure fun. And I don't know if you can say that about the M3 in everyday driving or even on a track like this. So that is the 1M.